Am I ringing? A little bit. Y'all pray we can get this sound system mess straightened out before camp meeting. Thank you, Brother Todd. You just go ahead and you can stop. And girls, y'all pray. Don't let me bother you. Just pray. Luke chapter number 21. And I'm going to look at a couple of verses of Scripture. Last Sunday morning, I brought a message on rapture awareness. We talked about how society has drug awareness programs and teen pregnancy awareness programs. And I thought maybe as Christians, even as believers, we ought to live more aware of the coming of Christ. Amen. And since I preached that message, I've had several people make several different comments. Cora called Levi before I could even get home. And Levi called me and said, "What are you doing? You predicted the rapture?" I said, "No." He said, "What is all that?" And I was telling him about it, you know, and no, I have not predicted the rapture. Brother Warren did. That's my answer for everything. Brother Warren did. And people generally believe it, amen? But I think it did strike something in the hearts and minds of a lot of our people. Because over this past week, I've heard it over and over and over again. Ashley got to messing with Cora about it so bad, she's about to cancel all their wedding plans. She's afraid the Lord's going to come before they can get married. She said, "Brother Eddie, I just want to get married and then he can come." Amen. Brother Caleb, you and Jasmine got in. Amen. We had our orientation for Bible school this afternoon and it was over and we were standing around talking, or I was talking, they was gossiping, and Caleb leaned over and kissed Jasmine on the cheek. I said, "Him." He said, "You said I could do it now." Amen. But I think it's a good thing when we get to a place where we're aware that the Lord could come at any time. But I think it's a bad thing when it causes us to live in fear. Can I say that again? I think it's a good thing when we're aware of the nearness of His return. But I think something's wrong when it scares us. Now by that, I don't mean that you're wicked. I don't mean that you're scared because you got sin in your life. You may just be like Cora. She's anxious about her wedding. What young bride-to-be is not. Amen. So I'm not saying that she's wicked for wanting the Lord to wait until after December the 13th. Amen. Well, what I'm saying is when we become really aware in our hearts and minds that, hey, it's close. Whether it be the date this guy's picked out or whether it be another year, two, three, ten. 10's close. Yeah. Amen. I mean 10 years. I've realized I'm 43 years old. Man, 10 years goes fast. Amen. I'm praying now they'll slow down just a little bit. Amen. 43 ain't so bad, but I ain't caring nothing about 50 and 53. No, let me stay right here a while. Let's slow this clock down just a little bit. Amen. It's close. It's close. How close? I don't know, but it's close. Somebody said, this week we were talking, and somebody said, you know, he said maybe somebody could figure and guess it pretty close, but the Lord said, no man know the day or the hour. That ain't talking about the rapture. That's talking about the second advent of Christ. Do you understand that? Just to bring you up to speed a little bit, before this period of great tribulation, Christ is going to usher His church out of here. Amen. That's what we're saved from that. Amen. Amen. We're not going halfway through it like some teach. We're not going all the way through it like others teach. He's taken us out. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Revelations chapter number 4. We're out of here. Amen. 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 that thing about one in the field and one take another left and all that stuff. Man, that's talking about the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ after the tribulation when he comes back and we're with him. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Well, y'all getting quiet on me? He didn't say we couldn't. He didn't say we couldn't get close. Matter of fact, he said, I'm going to give you some signs. He said, when you start seeing these things, know it's getting close. When you start seeing these things, know that it is getting close. Amen. I said, preacher, you're trying to scare us tonight. No, I'm trying to excite you. Amen. Amen. I mean, boy, me and my wife went to Jamaica last year. Jamaica, man. That was pretty cool. Now, if I knew we were going again soon, man, I'd be getting geared up. I'd be getting excited. Amen. I'd be cleaning up my Speedos and getting ready to go. I'm kidding. Please don't even try to picture that. That scares me. But I'd be getting excited about going. Now, I've seen Jamaica, and for the tourist part of it, it's beautiful. But it ain't all like that. We didn't just see the tourist part. We seen where people live in boxes about the size of that communion table right there. We went to Hawaii. How many years ago? 5 years ago. Somebody paid for it. Somebody said, you must be rich. No, somebody bought us a ticket. Hallelujah. By the way, I'm not objective to that. I'll take another than any time. Somebody said, we want to send y'all to Hawaii. All expenses paid. Will you pray about it? I said, yeah, we'll go. Pray about that real quick, amen? And I remember seeing those places and how beautiful they are, and you can't help but think, if this is cursed, if this is under a curse, just what is heaven going to be? Just what's it going to be like? Did you know Hawaii ain't even got no snakes in it? No, they got these great big rats that eat them. We were standing in the hotel lobby and a big rat went across there. I said, man, there went a rat that long. And the lady started laughing. She said, no, that's a mongoose. She said, we're overrun with mongoose, but there ain't a snake in the place. And I said, hallelujah, let's get us some mongooses. Amen. We go turn them loose in them snake handling churches. Amen. But looking at that, it's absolutely gorgeous. Perfect temperature all the time. I mean, you think, wow. And if this place is messed up, we ought to be getting excited. We're going. The Bible said to a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. A city not made with hands. Hallelujah. That's exciting. But the Lord said in Luke chapter number 21, I ain't going to read all of it. But he gives them some thoughts down through there, and he says, when you see these things, you just be getting ready. You might ought to be looking up. Yeah. Amen. Let me see where I want to start here. Let's look at verse number 25. He said, and there shall be signs. You know what a sign is? Pay attention to me. You know what a sign is? A sign tells you what's coming up. If you're coming up 61 right here from New Georgia, coming this way, right down here somewhere, before you get to the end of this street, there's a sign. It's yellow, big yellow sign, and it's got a little bitty stop sign in the middle of it. You know what it's saying? Stop ahead. Amen. It's a sign pointing to something that's coming up. You see a sign with a sharp arrow on it like that, turn left, that means they fitting to be a left-hand turn. Amen. I just wanted you to know what a sign was. Here's your sign. Amen. He said, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. Now watch this. This just hit me today like a ton of bricks. Are y'all looking at it? The sea and the waves roaring. Now, I don't know about y'all. I've been alive 43 years, going on 44. And I know there's been storms, but not like I've seen in the last just few years. I ain't never seen it like this. I mean, some of you old timers, help me out. Has it ever been? I mean, you can set your clock by it now. Every year, into August, first September, into October, it's hurricane season, and it's not like one bad storm hit somewhere and it's done. It's back to back to back to back. Have y'all seen that on the news? Man, they're lined up like freight trains. What are you saying? I'm just telling you what the Bible said. He said they're going to be roaring in the waves, buddy, and they're roaring. Man, it doesn't hit way up yonder in the East Coast. It don't never do that. Well, it did this week. Amen. What are you saying? He just said it's a sign. Verse 26. He said, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, woo, with power and great glory. He said, and when these things begin to come to pass, now watch this. He said, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. He said, when you start seeing these things, and we could go into the perilous times and the wars and the rumors of wars, and we could go into the disobedience to parents and the incontent and the haters and high-minded and unnatural affection. And he said, but when you start to see these things, don't get worried, don't get scared, don't get fretful. Just look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Here's what I want to say to you tonight, church. Don't be afraid of the rapture. Look up with great anticipation and say like the old gospel writer did, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen. Somebody told me this week, I mean, boy, I've heard a lot about the rapture since I preached that message the other day. Somebody said, but the only thing I'm dreading is that judgment seat of Christ. Me too, but it'll be over quick. Amen. Somewhere between here and the third heaven, that thing's going to be done. Amen. Amen. And then it's the marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll take our licks because we got some coming. I'm saying we because it makes me feel better. I don't know about you. That's between you and God. But I know I got some stuff He's going to deal with. Amen. Ashley was talking about it. She said, how long's that going to take? Everybody's standing in line. I said, well, honey, I don't know. I said, but I'm just rattling a little bit tonight. But I said, honey, I don't know. I kind of feel like it may be like it is when we pray. Every Christian on the planet, not America, on the planet, can all pray at once at the same time. And He hears every one of us as a whole. But He hears every one of us as an individual. So if He can hear us pray that fast, He can probably judge us that fast. Just my thought. I can't, you know. I'm just saying, man, He's God. I don't believe they're going to be standing in no line. I believe it's just going to be, bam, it's done. Amen. Yeah, you better hope it is, Brother Freddie said. Hallelujah. I do, brother. I understand the anticipation of a new life with a new spouse. I understand the anticipation of wanting to see a child grow up and what they'll become. But let me just say this to you tonight. There ain't nothing better. Heaven trumps it all. Heaven, that's a little easier for me to say now on this end of life. Now, when I was 16, I was just like that. And 17, 18, no, not yet. Got a lot of things I want to do. Now I've done most of them. So now I don't care, amen? So it's easier for me to say, but I've learned enough to know that there ain't nothing better. That there ain't nothing better. Look up tonight. Listen, let me give you a few thoughts and a few scriptures and we'll go to the house. Listen, I'm not afraid of the rapture tonight. I'm not a bit afraid of it. It wouldn't bother me. Wouldn't bother me one bit. I got to get on a plane in the morning and fly out to Amarillo, Texas. Got to preach out there first of the week. And I'm looking a little bit forward to it. But you know what I always think when I get on an airplane? That old pilot will come over there and he'll say, well, we're at 30,000 feet and blah, 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 all that garbage. I'm thinking, I wish the rapture would take place now. Wouldn't that be cool? I know I'm crazy, but my mind just thinks that way. I always get a window seat. Not because so much I like to look out a window, but it gives you something to lean against and go to sleep. But occasionally I get to looking out the window and I thought, man, what if I started seeing bodies go, whoo, 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 whoo. I'm next. Turn over to the passenger sitting next to him and say, watch his. I just think that way. Hey, it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's going to be flying somewhere. Amen. Woo! Ain't that cool? 30,000 feet, that ain't nothing, Jack. I'm not afraid of the rapture. I'm not afraid of the Lord's return. Amen. I'm not worried about the Antichrist. Not a lick. Somebody say, who do you think he is? I don't care. I mean, I hate to give an uneducated answer, but I don't care. Why? I'm going to be gone. When he wreaks havoc on this old earth, brother, I'm going to be where home is. Amen? Let me give you just a few reasons why I'm not afraid. Number one, my fire is fixed. My fire is fixed. Hebrews chapter number 1 and verse number 3. The Bible said, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. What are you saying? I'm saying Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but good glory to God, He washed me white as snow. Amen. Oh yeah, I get on a plane in the morning, somebody had to buy a ticket. That pastor out there in Amarillo, Arkansas, Amarillo, Texas, he got on the internet and he shopped and found the best price on the best ticket he could get to fly me out there to preach to his people. I'm going to get on a plane. It didn't cost me nothing. But to get me to heaven, there wasn't but one that could pay the price. And that was Jesus. You see, I was lost and in my sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For there's none righteous, no, not one. That was me, brother. That was me. I had no hope. I didn't even have no way to get to God. I had to have a mediator. The Bible said there's one mediator between man and God, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. I had to have somebody go between. I had to have somebody step up and say, I'll pay the bill. That boy wants a ticket, put it on my account. Hey man, my fare is fixed. It's paid for. I'm not working to get to heaven. I'm working because I'm going. Hey man, understand what I'm saying. I didn't get out there in that parade yesterday in hopes that maybe, if I'd give somebody a gospel tract, God would let me go to heaven. No, son, that's took care of. That's took care of. My fare is fixed. My passage has been paid. By the way, yours has too. Whether you've accepted it or not.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody sent us in the mail one of them things where they call on the phone. Don't you get sick of that? All them big vacations they give you. If you went on all of them, you'd never be home. But that we won a cruise. Wasn't it a cruise? Yeah, we won a cruise. And if they sent this whole little package about the cruise and when it left and all this stuff. And Sister Angie puts that thing in a drawer in the kitchen. If she ain't thrown it away, it's still in that drawer in the kitchen. We never did go on that cruise. Unless she went while I was off preaching somewhere. We never did. It was paid for. But we never took it. Jesus has paid the fare. So that you and I could enjoy heaven when we die. He's paid the price. The tickets have been bought. He said it wasn't His will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Hey, He wants you to be saved. He wants you in heaven. He created heaven for you.
Amen.
But we got to take it. Amen. We've got to accept what He done. I hope you've accepted it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. My fair is fixed. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1. My faith is free. My faith is free. He said He's delivered to every man the measure of faith. Yes. Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He said, how do you know you're going to heaven? Faith. Amen. How do you know Jesus died for you? Faith. Amen. How do you know that book's the Word of God? Faith. Amen. Where'd you get the faith? He gave it to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He gave it to you. You say, preacher, I just don't have enough faith. Ask Him for some more. Boy, when Sister Ashley got the cancer from head to toe, and her mother was falling apart over here, and her daddy was falling apart over here, and they was going, preacher, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And I'd run to God and say, hey, you got to give me something. These are my best friends. I love these people with all my heart. Now, there's daughters dying. I don't know why, but you do. Now, Lord, I don't know. I don't want to look at them and say, everything's going to be all right, because I don't know. God, you're going to have to give me a little more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. You know what? When I got saved, He gave me just enough faith to trust Him as my Savior.
Yes.
He gave me just enough faith to trust that He could keep me out of hell and give me a home in heaven when I die.
Amen.
And you know what? It dawned on me. If I had enough faith to believe that He could do that, I ought to have enough faith to believe He can do anything.
Yes.
Amen. Somebody said, what do you believe God can do? Anything He wants.
Amen.
Amen. I believe God can do anything He wants.
Amen.
I'm not afraid of the rapture. Why? Because my fare has been fixed.
Amen.
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 Because my faith is free. Didn't cost me a dime. Amen. I'm leaving a bunch out. I'm just giving you this real quick tonight. Thirdly, my fight is furious. Somebody say, how you going? How you know you're going to heaven when you die? Because of what I had to fight.
Amen.
Say, man, the devil's giving me a hard time. Wonder why?
Yeah.
If you're His, He ain't bothering you.
Amen.
Let me say that again. If you're His, He ain't bothering you.
Yeah, brother.
It's not a fight.
Amen.
But boy, when you belong to God, oh yeah. Paul said on his dying deathbed in 2 Timothy chapter 4, I believe, he said, I fought a good fight.
Yes,
he said, I fought a good fight.
Yes.
Amen. It's a good fight.
Amen.
But I know I'm going to heaven. Why? Because my fare has been fixed, because my faith is free, and the devil I have to fight every day. Hey, man, it is a battle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, man, freedom ain't cheap. You ain't got to fight to get saved, but buddy, you're going to have to fight to live for God every day.
Amen.
Well, no, hey, the Bible said earnestly contend for the faith. You know what that means? That means roll up your sleeves, wad up your dukes, and give it everything you got, grit your teeth, and hang in there like a hare in a biscuit. Don't you never give up. Don't you never say, uncle. Don't you never say, I quit. Hey, man, you fight and you fight and you fight. Fight the flesh. Fight the enemy. Fight Satan with everything you got. Don't ever quit. Amen. Till you hear the trumpet sounds, then you can say, out of here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a fight, man. It is a fight. All these preachers on TV talking about if you're having trouble and you're having financial difficulty, it's because you ain't right or you got sin in your life. That's a bunch of baloney. Paul fought it every single day. Greatest Christian ever lived, wrote 13 books of the Bible, man. No, it's just life. Man born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. That's just life. It rains on the just and the unjust. Just because you trusted Christ and you're going to heaven when you die don't mean you ain't going to have no problems. I'll never forget, I don't know where Charlie went. Is Charlie still here? Charlie, there he is. Y'all bounce around. I can't keep up. Charlie told me it wasn't not long after he got saved. He said, preacher, it wasn't this bad when I was lost. Well, that don't sound good coming out of a Christian, does it? But you know what? It's true. You say, man, that's discouraging. Why would anybody want to get saved after you? It's who's on your team. Woo!
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Yes.
It's kind of like fighting this old world by yourself and then getting saved. It's like you got them ultimate fighting dudes with you, man. The Delta Force, man. The Navy SEALs. I got Jesus Christ. Amen. He's my advocate. He's my big brother. Hallelujah. He's more than a conqueror. Amen. But I know I'm going to heaven because of the fight I fight. Every day. Every day. Carnality of the flesh. I fight it. You fight it. The conflict of the devil. The contest with the self. Amen. It's a fight. It's a fight. And I know I'm not afraid of the rapture because of the fight I fight. The fight I face every day. Amen? It's furious. It's furious. Listen, I'm not afraid of the rapture because my fire is fixed. My faith is free. My fight is furious. Let me give you two more and I'll be out of here. Because my fortune is being finished. Because my fortune is being finished. John chapter 14. Here's what Jesus said. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, if you got the right Bible, there's many mansions. Amen. Man, if all I was going to get is a room, that wouldn't be real encouraging, would it? I got a room at the house. Amen. He said, many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. Amen. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Yes,
sir. Wow. Just a couple of verses down from that, boy, he looks at him and he said, I am the way, the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father by me.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. I'm not sure, but they may just be putting the finishing touches on it tonight. I don't know what heaven's going to be like. I've heard these people dream they died and went there and they saw it, or some of them believe they actually went and came back. Nah. You saw it, you'd shoot yourself. I believe that. I believe if you've seen it, man, it'd just do you in. You wouldn't be able to stand in this place. You wouldn't even be able to stand the body you're having to walk around in.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know what it's going to be, but I can tell you this. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I hadn't been there, but I've read the travel brochure.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what all's up there. I can tell you what ain't there.
Yeah.
There ain't no funeral homes up there.
Yeah.
Ain't no graveyards. Amen?
Yeah.
I said there ain't no graveyard.
Yeah.
Not one in all that fair land. Ain't no wheelchairs. Ain't no false teeth. Ain't no eyeglasses. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Ain't no cancer, a cancer ward. Ain't no chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ain't no crutches.
Yeah.
Ain't even a drugstore.
Yeah.
That's going to be good, ain't it?
Yes.
That ought to be enough.
Yes.
Do you know what? If it wasn't all that, Jesus is going to be there.
Yeah,
the one who loved me enough to lay down his life for me.
Amen.
That'd be enough right there.
Yes.
That'd be enough right there. I'm not afraid of the rapture because my fire is fixed. My faith is free. My fight is furious. My fortune is being finished. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1, and I'm done. 11, I'm sorry. The Bible said, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
Not only is my fire fixed and my faith free, my fight furious and my fortune being finished, but my flight is furnished. My flight is furnished.
Amen.
I mentioned this last Sunday when I was preaching on the rapture about that song the Primitive Quartet does, A Flight Without an Airplane. Man, can you imagine? Being at work, how many of you got to go to work tomorrow? Can you imagine being at work tomorrow? Man, wouldn't that be something? Can you imagine the look on your coworkers' faces? Danny, can you imagine what the look on Alan's face would be if you just shot through the roof? He'll get it in a minute.
Wouldn't
that be something? I don't know. I don't know about you. I like to feel good. Can you imagine what that's going to feel like? I've always dreamed of flying in one of them F-14s. Son, if I could have anything on this earth, if I could do anything on this earth, that's what I'd like to do. I don't want to drive. That's a scary thought, ain't it? Wow. They talk about them G-forces. Can you imagine going from here to eternity? Son, that's moving. The space shuttle ain't got nothing on that, brother. That's moving. My flight is furnished. I don't know how all this is going to take place. Ashley's asking questions. How long is the judgment going to take? And all this stuff. I don't know. But it's going to be wonderful.
Amen.
It's exciting just to think about it.
Yes, sir.
I heard one preacher, and I don't know. He said the world ain't even going to know it took place. We're going to leave our bodies and something else is going to take them over. I don't know. That sounds weird to me. But I know we're flying, son.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Does that bother you?
Yeah.
I sure hope it don't. Cora, I want to see you wedding too. I want to see if my boys actually got guts enough to go through with it. Amen. I'm really wanting to see if I can't talk him out of this between now and December. I am excited. But there ain't nothing better than seeing the Lord. There ain't nothing better than seeing the Lord. You know, I was thinking last night after you left the house, wonder what your old papa would say. Old brother Lamar. He'd say, Cora, honey, I've been married. You don't sell yourself short, honey. I've been married for years. You ought to see this. Amen. Hey, we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. When we have those anxieties about, oh, Lord, not yet, not yet. Our family's going, you're out of your mind, man. If you could see what I'm seeing, hear what I'm hearing, talk to who I'm talking to. Woo! Hey, man, you wouldn't want to do nothing else. Amen. Just be thinking about this. When those anxieties come, everything's been taken care of. Everything. Your fare's been paid. Your faith, he's given that to you free. Hey, you know you're going because of the fight you fight. Your fortune's being finished and your flight is furnished.
Amen.
Everything we need, man. And he did it all.
Yes.
Let's stand to our feet tonight. Brother Todd, y'all come and get us some songs.